Romeo stands waiting at the abbey, and Juliet hurries to him. In God's name, they want to vow their eternal love to each other. The reunion turns into a celebration for both Romeo and Juliet. To the lovers, it's as if an eternity has gone by. Friar Lawrence can't help but smile at the young happiness before his old eyes. With new hope, he leads the couple to the altar. He turns two hearts and bodies into one as he gives the bridal couple his blessing. A sob, brimming with happiness, escapes the nurse thereby. The old woman presses the two to her bosom as if they were but one child to be protected. Lawrence himself urges them to be careful not to let the ancient grudge destroy such young happiness. Yet the lovers join in a kiss, carefree, as if there were no tomorrow. Speaking of the morrow, do I see evening approaching?
It's not that late yet. Those are merely thunderclouds. Rest easy and go on with the story.
Begging your pardon, Miss Anne, for today I'd rather leave it at that, at the point where they're all happy.
Where would it end otherwise?
At a point which this love does not deserve.
But why must it end there?
That, Miss Anne, is what I gladly want to relate to you tomorrow. For tonight, their happiness shall be a pillow for us to rest upon.
I won't be able to sleep on it if I don't know how the tale continues.
I promise you, Miss Anne, I shall wait for you on the morrow, and with me the tale. Which means that you can go to bed in peace.
Well, if you can wait that long, then I'll be patient too.
Greetings to your father. And don't brood so much about the ending.
I shan't brood if I can dream that a happy end is in sight.
That dream you must look after well, even though a keen world wants to seize it from you.
I shall, till tomorrow morning.
Alas, if it were only tomorrow now, the loneliness of night. It's been tormenting me for days. How dearly I'd wish you could be with me. And, dearest, no sooner do I see my Saviour's daughter who bears your name, the more I must think of you. She has our daughter's eyes, so alert and clear when she listens tensely to the storytelling. Alas, if you were to encounter small Anne, you would love her as you would a daughter. You, my Anne, I love you and am yours for all eternity.